we are into 2017. People coming up with ways to fix things or make begin anew. How about your finances? How well are they working for you this year? Well, we got on the line with us Kathy Weatherford, who is the president of the Insured Retirement Institute, also the author of the new book, Women in Wealth, Inspiring Stories from Real Women on the Path to Financial Success. And she's here to offer some top tips and help us with our finances. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. So Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. So where do we start? What's the first thing we need to do when we're putting together a financial plan to make it simple for us?
Well, I think, you know, sitting down and writing down and knowing where your money comes in and where it goes out to, and getting that on paper is as important as anything. So taking that first step to do that. Secondly, then I like to think around the ability to have a short-term savings for those necessary emergencies, and then really think about your long-term goals and savings and figure out strategies for that. The strategy may be as simple as beginning to pay down debt before you can put that money away, because many people say, I do have student loans, or I was ill and I have some medical bills. You know, if the first step forward is paying down debt, do that. But at least start working towards a strategy to where you're thinking about protecting yourself financially with some short-term savings and long-term savings. And that long-term savings, hopefully, is for taking care of yourself in retirement.
Kathy, where do you stand on paying down that debt, whether it's, a big chunk on this bill perhaps, or a little bit here, a little bit there? Where do you stand?
Well, I think that, pay as much as you can pay. You may have to tighten the purse strings a bit. You may have to have a little self-denial around, being more modest in your spending so that you can do that. But debt is not a way to financial wellness and financial success.
You have something called holistic retirement. What is holistic retirement?
Well, it's a bit of thinking about not just of your workplace savings plan, and hopefully the majority of your listeners have that, or they're self-employed and putting their money into some type of workplace plan where you defer the tax until the time you start withdrawing. But I think that given the state of affairs in the United States, where we know that that Social Security is not going to be available to younger people until they get older, as the dates of full retirement age advance, that people will be working longer, that we have to think about how do we build a foundation using that Social Security as we go through the workplace, and then building personal savings on top of that, and then thinking about how to, because we're going to live these extensively long lives, is how do we have some money above and beyond those two first levels for investing and to continue to grow your savings so that you really have the ability to have financial success in retirement and be able to at least pay your monthly expenses and have something tucked away for health expenses and other personal needs.
We're talking this morning with Kathy Weatherford, President and CEO of the Insured Retirement Institute. You're also an author. You have an e-book called Women in Wealth, Inspiring Stories from Real Women on the Path to Financial Success. Tell me about this book and why focusing on women that you did.
Well, As I begin this profession, and I've been working with people my entire career, either as an insurance regulator and now working with consumer education and public policy around retirement planning, this really came to me, and as from my personal friendships, from women I've met along the way, and where we have come in the last 40 to 50 years as a workforce in America. Today, women are fully 50% of the workforce. Women control 51% of the wealth of this nation. Women are extremely adept at household and personal financial management, but they really may not be thinking about the markets and how they can invest and how they can grow nest eggs and how that they can take care of their own personal financial journeys. And there's also stumbling blocks along the way for women. Women take time out of the workforce to take care of children or parents or for other, you know, reasons more than men. And because we still run a very traditional society where we believe that women should be those caretakers, and many of them, that's the choice they make, the thing that they want and love to do. But it also takes down their Social Security payments. It takes down their workplace savings around retirement, and women are going to live longer. So I've seen some women, especially friends of mine, that have had these either a crisis where and this came to me right after I had a friend who had to downsize her life after losing full-time employment in the financial crisis and has never regained the salary that she had before. So she's had to totally readjust. I have a friend who has extreme health issues, and she has a nice nest egg, but she has she's facing probably 10 to 15 years in a wheelchair with this degenerative back issue, and she knew that she was going to have to save up and save more for that. I had a friend who became she was a partner in her husband's business, and they divorced when they were 62 years old, and she had to totally there was no retirement savings because they had always planned that the company that they had would be their retirement. So really, I've had to watch these women sort of yank themselves up by the bootstraps and buckle down and figure out their paths and their journeys. And so I thought it was very important to try to share that information and how women, you know, really did take care of themselves ultimately when the moment or the crisis came.
You know, Kathy, whether it's a woman or a man, sometimes they get out of college, they have a lot of, new responsibilities, new commitments, things like that. Should they still be concerned at that point about getting on board with a financial plan, even that early?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The truth of the matter is, the earlier you get started, and if you go to work and you have the ability to put money away in a 401k, start the day you are eligible, because if you save younger and that money is allowed to grow over the course of your working lifetime, you're going to be better off financially end of day than if you try to play catch up starting at 30, 40, 50, or you know, even later. So I encourage every person to start saving. And when you're in your 20s, it's hard to think about long-term save, but about retirement. Think about it as long-term savings, and that it's that's the most powerfully important thing I could impart to young people.
Again, Kathy, we've enjoyed our conversation today, but how can people get a hold of this ebook that you have, Women in Wealth, Inspiring Stories from Real Women on the Path to Financial Success?
www.irionline.org. You can download it. It's free. Really, my intent was to make this available to women who have any age who is are looking for information and understanding and financial literacy to get better saved, and also women and men who work with women in the financial sector. I think that understanding women and how that they think and how they want to achieve their goals can be powerfully important for all of us who work with women. So www.irionline.org.
And of course, hopefully you'll be able to see yourself in one of those women, get an idea that there is somebody out there that has a similar circumstance, or you can kind of see what it takes to maybe get back on the right track. Our guest this morning, again, Kathy Weatherford, the CEO of the Insured Retirement Institute, and again, the new ebook is called Women in Wealth, Inspiring Stories from Real Women on the Path to Financial Success. We appreciate your time and all the great advice. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.